Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yeah, I smell it now, Riggins. We just turned the air conditioner on for the first time in a while.
Is it kind of like vinegar?
Yeah, kind of. It's a little sour.
I can't smell anything. I have bad allergies right now. I think it's I think now's the time when the allergies are getting bad.
Yeah. Yeah, mine are acting up, my allergies. I hope it's just allergies and not a sinus infection or something.
I'm sure it is allergies.
Everything happens to me.
Yeah.
Same.
Can't win.
I'm the one person that's going to get sick.
Yeah.
This whole year. One person.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, hold on. There was a story that I found about a mental condition. You know, Riggins, how I always think if somebody's cooking something or heating up something in a microwave in the building and it smells like onions, that I think I smell like it's me. I want to make sure I get paranoid that that's not me smelling like onions.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I'll start sniffing my pits. Yeah. Well, there's a mental condition where people that have it always think they're paranoid about stinking. They think they stink. It is called ORS. Olfactory reference syndrome, a little known psychiatric condition where patients are preoccupied with the unfounded belief that they emit terrible body odor, causing them anxiety, embarrassment, and severe distress.
Whoa.
Oh.
So knowing the condition of the mental health industry nowadays, I'm wondering if this is for real. If it affects enough people to where there should be a warning going around about it, or is this just some new condition that they've come up with to be able to prescribe medication for and do therapy for the rest of their lives?
That sounds about right.
Charge people for therapy.
I can understand. I would be super anxious if I always thought I was stinking. I get why that would freak you out, but do people really believe that? I don't know.
I think there are some people who believe that, but I bet it's not widespread enough. Maybe to not. Be sending out warnings and stories like the health section of a major publication.
Yeah. And they treat it with medicine, like just anti-anxiety.
And therapy, I'm sure, you know.
You don't stink. You smell great.
Yeah. You smell good.
Because we need to find the underlying problem that causes the paranoia.
Well, that is true.
Yeah.
If you are experienced, you do probably need to get to the root of it.
But what I'm saying is that... this could be another one of those things where they want to, all of a sudden they make people believe they have this.
Right.
It's like, you know, you may have, like with me, if I smell onions being cooked somewhere and all that, I sniff my pits just to double check and make sure that it's not,
right.
It is not I who is stinking. Well, they would take that and go, oh, you really need to come see me.
Mm-hmm.
The therapist, you know, there's something causing that. Obviously, it's not you. Did you take a shower this morning? Did you use deodorant?
Right.
But that was just a few hours ago. Do you think you would be stinking and smelling like onions by now? Yeah. Then you have a problem.
That's probably what they do.
Because I started my natural deodorant, and now I'm starting to think, do I stink? And now after this, I'm like, maybe I'm that person too.
Well, this is people who have unfounded paranoia and beliefs that they stink.
Oh, so you're saying
that. Yeah, your natural deodorant is naturally humming.
Okay, I asked you to tell me if I was stinking.
Well, we're telling you.
Yeah. Right now?
Right this second? Yeah. I'm being serious.
No, you don't stink.
Are you sure?
I'll smell your armpit. I can find out.
Okay.
You want me to?
Yeah.
This is probably some weird like fetish thing on the internet, but I'm not, trust me, this is not going
to
do anything.
I want Rob to capture this screenshot of you and be honest. Okay. But don't just
so weird.
But don't just say it to be saying
but
it.
But you got
to
like put your face all the way in, like touch your nose to her arm.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
The results are in. The results are in. She smells great.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Not a bit.
Of people like the way onions smell when they cook it.
I love onions. So that's maybe that's what it is.
Okay, yeah. But wait, we should do
or corn chips.
Yeah, corn nuts.
I'm not gonna see you obviously end of day. This is super early in the day. We should somehow do at the end of my long busy day.
Yeah, that's probably a more accurate way to find out if it's working.
Who's going to test it? You know your husband will look at you like you're an idiot if you say, will you come sniff my armpit and tell me whether it stinks or not? He would say, that's for your coworkers. That's not.
Go ahead and let Riggins keep doing that. No, yeah. I think he would tell me. I think he would be honest. Mm. I mean, whether... Yeah, but if he's around it, will he even smell it? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
you mean if he's gone nose blind to it?
he might. Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he might have.
Yeah.
He might have. But also, it's also her lover, her mate in nature.
Yeah.
He might be super into it and it might not register as body odor, but just sort of
pheromones.
Like, yeah.
Do you think the kids would be on? Like Delilah will be honest about pretty much anything.
Yeah, probably.
I'll be like, get in there.
But does she know what? Well,
I don't know.
She may not be able to pinpoint what.
Yeah,
it is.
She. Well, a lot of times she'll be like something stinky or whatever, and I don't know what it is.
Oh, you know who the true test would come from?
Who?
Jody.
Oh yeah, she's super sensitive.
Yeah, she smell anything from a mile away.
Yeah.
Say so every time she walks upstairs, she doesn't even have to go into a room upstairs. She walks upstairs. It stinks up here.
I know.
Like, that is so rude.
Yeah. Because
there are two people up here, Aiden and me.
You stink. Something stinks. It may not be you, but something. When she gave me the tour of your house, we went up to the top of the stairs and she actually pointed out the little plug and she goes, I keep this up here because sometimes it stinks up here. How's that part of the house door? You're pointing at your Glade plug-ins.
But if you ever said that about where she was,
and I'm going to start doing it.
Yeah,
but it doesn't faze her. Because she'll go, well, I know I don't stink. You stink. And she'll just turn it around. You're the one.
Yeah.
That's why I got all those plug-ins upstairs. You and boy.
I love it. Well, when am I going to see her? Because she'll be brutally honest.
Yeah. She'd be able to smell you from here to our house. Yeah.
I could crazy. Be in my house and she'd be in her.
She'd smell it.
She stinks.
She got a blonde, big nose.
Little friend Jenny gave me a hat one time to give to somebody, one of her Jet Fitness hats. And I put it in my console in my truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say maybe 3 days later, I forgot that it was in there. And 3 days later, Jody got in my truck to go somewhere with me. And she goes, has Jenny been in this truck?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think so. Not recently. She goes, well, it sure smells like Jenny in here.
That's crazy.
And then I said, well, you know what? And I opened that thing and that hat was in there. And she goes, yep, that's it.
Yeah. She has the most unique smell of anybody I've ever met. Jenny
does.
Oh, absolutely. Really?
If I've given her a hug, I know it the next day. And it's not strong. It's just very unique.
It's just unique. What scent she wears.
I don't know, but I know, you know.
But Jody's sniffer is amazing.
It's
crazy.
It's annoying.
It's kind of like a basset hound or whatever those dogs are. A bloodhound.
Jody the bloodhound.
Or bear.
A bear. Yeah. Bear sniff. Yeah. Wow. I'm envious of, well, I guess it could go the opposite way too.
Not if you use that power to terrorize the other people you live with.
Yeah, just to, you know, tear them down.
Yeah.
You stink.
And then you
smell like the outdoors.
You smell like the outdoors.
Now, does she, this might be a dumb question, but does she taste really well too? Like, because I know they're connected. Like,
I don't know.
Taste certain things that are like no one tastes. Like,
no.
No, okay.
No, I mean, she can't go, I taste turmeric in this.
Okay.
I mean,
she can't do that, it's just her smell. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I can do that. I can taste something and tell you what all's in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. because I have a sophisticated palate.
Well, true, yeah.
You know, so sophisticated. I mean, I can taste somebody's wings and tell you exactly what's in the sauce. Sophisticated palate.
Yeah. Dang, I wish I had that, though, because I'd be like, Kyle, who you hugging today? Who you hugging? Yeah. I smell something.
Who is she?
Who is she?
Are you wearing the natural deodorant today?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Where do you get it?
You can get it at anywhere. Target, Walgreens.
Is it more expensive? Because regular deodorant has gotten crazy expensive.
It is about the same, I think.
Because I use an Old Spice antiperspirant deodorant, and I think it's like $8 or something close to that for a little thing of it.
Yeah, this was about $9. Yeah, so.
And you know, I got big armpits, so it takes more.
Indeed.
You gotta cover them. Yeah, I need to put it in. Like, I need antiperspirant in a power sprayer.
Yeah.
Like a paint gun.
Does Jody ever use your deodorant?
No.
I know some couples do that. She's like, I'll just use his. I don't care.
Used to use Old Spice.
Did you?
When I was on the show last. I think TJ would tell me what brand he's using. I'm like, I need to go get that. I liked it.
We hired another man on the show. Somebody smells manly.
Well, that was back when you know, I first noticed women have been using, you know, men's Old Spice stuff. It was that Swagger was the scent or something. And then I pointed that out on the radio, and then other women were like, yeah, I do. You know, and then next thing you know, what's Old Spice doing? Running ad campaigns about the woman taking the man's products.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Do they make stuff for women now? No. No, they don't even do it. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a weird thing to put out there.
But they do have some, like there's a body wash, and I think they make a deodorant too that is very feminine smelling, but they don't call it the women's line or anything. It's still, it's a, they actually call it the gentleman's something, a gentleman's scent or whatever. And it smells like, sugar, brown sugar, love body that. Wash and stuff.
Yeah. Love that. Yeah.
Wow.
But it's, you know, it's for women. They just don't want to say it's for women.
Yeah. Lovely.
Like it smells like a sugar scrub.
Yeah. But would you like that too? I mean, that smells good.
I got some of it one time because it smelled differently when I just sniffed it.
Yeah.
And then when I used it, I was like, oh, this smells like a woman.
Yeah. And then Joe would be like, then she'll really be like, where you been?
Who you giving a headlock to? Who is it?
Is one of those gorgeous ladies a wrestling?
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks. Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Don't ever let it be said that the lower end of the millennial generation and the Gen Z people are not dramatic. Because it was on the BuzzFeed, and the BuzzFeed has this thing that says 16 things quietly destroying us that society refuses to pay more attention to.
I like this. 16. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number one is stress. Okay. Okay. Ooh, everybody knows that. The hoops people have to jump through now just to have a job. Ghost jobs, AI screening out resumes, remote work that isn't really remote, especially remote jobs not telling people where they can and can't hire, easy baiting and switching, and the job platforms allowing scams. And I don't think they go about it the right way. Young people are stating their point about jobs being difficult now and way more difficult to acquire things and all than it used to be. But they're right. Yeah. And it's because of the way the politicians have destroyed everything about America and being able to live the American dream, which is to have a family and a home and all of that stuff. Politicians spending up all the money has what's caused the economy to be in the situation that it's in. And I'm not talking about spending money on defense either. I'm talking about social programs and just throwing money away.
Okay.
Mental health struggles.
Oh, this is
killing
down,
us. Killing us.
I thought it was going to be like, I don't know.
Everyone's crappy understanding of nutrition.
Oh,
you guys are on that train.
Disinformation, yeah. 100%. Okay. Disinformation. Mm. Oh, here's one, Riggins. Microplastics. See, I prefer macroplastics.
That's true. I never heard that phrase until you came in that day and said, I'm filled up with plastic.
I don't even know.
But that was a joke.
Well, he told you that. I never even heard of that.
I went and got a colonic as a bit on the show one time. And it was the weirdest thing I've ever done in my life. Yeah. Have you ever had it done, Lindsay? Were you on the show then?
I was, and yeah. I think I might have been supposed to go with you. I think
you were.
Ace was wanting me to go. Yeah.
And it ended up being probably one of the funniest stories that we've ever had as an experience, and come back and report on it on the show. Of this old guy just sitting in a place by himself and with some cubicles, basically,
fancy
cubicles, and sucking stuff out of people's butt with a machine.
Yeah, yeah.
In like a strip mall, wasn't it?
It was in an office complex. Yeah, it was kind of in the downtown area.
Yeah.
That, you know.
But it usually, was a real place.
Yeah. I mean, he was licensed to do it and all that. It was just kind of weird.
Yeah.
And
I do remember that.
And so he got ready to stick the thing in my butt. And he hands me a dime. And he says, okay, you see that? I was like, yeah. He goes, that's the size of the instrument that I'm going. People get freaked out about it. They get scared. But that is the size of the instrument that I'm going to insert into you. And then I said, well, okay, well, that makes sense. It's this circumference. But if you took this dime and put it at the end of a rod and then stuck it up my butt.
Exactly.
Right.
Then that would be more accurate.
Yeah.
And it would just sit there, and he's just sitting in there reading a magazine while it's going and just chit-chatting with me. Oh. And every time the hose would go, like, you know, he'd go, that's plastic.
More plastic.
It's sucking plastic out of you. It's like, I didn't eat Legos before.
Yeah, we're
come on. Did he have to hold the hose while it was inside you?
No, because your sphincter muscle automatically clenches.
Yours did.
Yeah.
I think
everybody. Not just mine, Regan.
Now, did they get, I don't remember. Did they give you something to relax you or?
No. No, the whole thing about the story about the dime was supposed to relax me. It's not as bad as what you think.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Sorry.
In turn, I would be like, hang on, let me pop something because I'm just freaking out at that
point. Well, I mean, it didn't look like a place that you wouldn't want to be at yourself. The whole time.
Gotcha.
I
mean,
you know, it wasn't like a hospital type situation.
Yeah, you need to be on high alert. Yeah.
Was he wearing gloves?
Yeah.
He did put on gloves.
But he had one on his face. So that was the bad part. It was over his head.
Ooh, just trying to lighten the mood, fella.
Could you imagine that career path?
I don't know. I don't know what you get licensed in for that, but I'm sure it's probably valuable. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do the colonics, you know?
Well, it's not a colonoscopy. Colonoscopy
is done by a doctor.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But this guy, all he's doing is sucking stuff out of you.
Yeah.
Right.
You can probably buy that machine on eBay, open a couple of cubicles up and.
Yeah. I mean, charge a fortune probably. Yeah. Did you feel better?
No.
Okay. Lose weight?
No. No.
No.
I just felt used and dirty.
Yeah. Did you have trouble sitting down after it? Did it, you weren't sore or anything?
No. The only thing was, it took me several days to break the attraction to that thing. I mean, I wanted it back.
See you next week, Doc.
I was like, this is, you talk about a love them and leave them situation.
I'm kidding.
Old guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't him, though, that I was longing for.
No.
It was the machine.
No, I was just curious.
Yeah, I wanted that dime.
Come on.
I'm at home sticking rolls of dimes up my butt, just trying to relive that experience.
I can't.
He's downright wistful.
Okay. Oh, last question. Were there other people in there at the same time?
No.
Get it? Okay.
No.
Because wouldn't that be something?
And it didn't seem like it was a busy place, because if you remember correctly, it was hard to get into other places that we found. It was, couldn't get, because I was trying to do day of.
Right.
And he was the only one that was wide open. Yeah, he and my butt had that in common.
Yeah.
Both wide open.
Wide open.
Oh, man.
And I thought that was the whole point, is that you got to lose weight. You didn't lose any weight?
That was what the test was. Is that, the bloating and all of that.
But it, nothing?
Yeah, nothing like that ever happens for me.
Yeah.
You know.
Was this one of the times where Ace was like, this is a great idea?
Probably.
No, it was. Yeah, it was. But
okay.
I forgot. I had something that I was trying to look thinner for, like some event or something. It may have been when I were you on the show when I hosted that political event that Miss K from Duck Dynasty was on with me and some senators and stuff like that. It was a big deal.
It could have been.
But maybe that was it. I don't know. But I hated it and I was embarrassed and all that. But like I said, we got a lot of good material out of it.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was experience.
It was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do they flush you out with water? Is that how they get the stuff out? Like, is there water going up in the hose? Or is it just like a vacuum?
I think it's just a vacuum.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's got to go pretty far up your butt?
I could taste it.
You can feel it.
I mean, it was way up there.
Stop. I think I threw up in my mouth.
I never heard. I know people get colonics, but I didn't know the ins and outs.
Maybe it did, but I don't think it had any water coming out.
It's not like an enema.
No.
That's what I'm thinking.
Some people do those coffee colonics. Did they do those there?
I think those are just coffee enemas, though.
Oh, okay. I don't know. That's so funny.
God,
that's
coffee?
Yeah.
It's supposed to energize you.
Right.
Just drink the cup of coffee. Why do you shove it up my butt?
And wouldn't that burn?
You gotta.
Yeah.
What is it? Coffee grinds?
He's just like straight from the McDonald's drive-thru, right in your butt.
I got a frappuccino on my ass. Right?
It's going to be a little hot.
I got a venti pike place with a little bit of room up my my sphincter.
Yeah, because he was like, don't worry about it. You know, just relax because your body will do what it does. And it'll hold it in place. Telling me, don't worry about clenching or.
Yeah, that's what, you didn't have to hold it back there or anything.
Mm-mm.
Are you on your side?
Yeah, on the side. Yeah,
on your side.
How long?
It took about 20 minutes, maybe.
And did he make any comments as it's coming out? Like, oh,
yeah,
he's like going audibly, going like, wow, look at that.
And that's
that
what Cheeto. He was saying. He was like, No, you couldn't see it, but it's just like anything else, when you got suction going and then something goes in it.
Yeah.
Like if you're vacuuming your car and you suck up a cloth or a piece of paper, a big wrapper or something, it makes that sound.
Does it?
It would do that. And then that's when he would say, that's plastic. I go, you're a damn lie.
That plastic. Is satisfying to hear, though, the stuff, like, get it out.
And did you see it?
No.
Okay.
No, you couldn't look at it like when you finish shampooing your carpets,
see
the results.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that.
Do you think he was joking when he said plastic? He just didn't have a sense of humor.
No, that was the whole thing back then. It was just like, you got all these toxins and plastics that, you know, and then he would ask, do you use artificial creamer in your coffee? Like the powdered creamer. I'd say, yeah. And you think Splenda? Yeah. Well, that's plastic. It turns to plastic.
Yeah.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. But I mean, he's figuring, because he knew I was on the radio, and he's figuring if I go back and talk about it. But he didn't give me a price break on it either. Yeah.
What did they charge for something like that?
I think it was about $75.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, that's cheaper than I thought.
I was thinking a couple hundred.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To shove something up somebody's butt.
You're like, $75? Cover this.
Yeah, but like I said, it was 20 minutes. And, yeah.
In and out.
And it looked like he needed the business. He may have been running special prices that the other ones didn't.
$2.
Well, for
price,
20 man. Minutes, 75, that's, I mean.
Yeah, I would think, you know, just having to clean up would be the biggest surcharge on that.
Oh, man.
What are you doing?
Yeah. It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
The Week in Review is sponsored by LaCur, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order. All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Sconi's spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere, 15% off with code TJ. Sconi, perfect for on and off the course, redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ. There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.